This is our Advent meditation for week two. I hope as you begin this meditation that you can settle yourself someplace quiet. The actual meditation is about 5 minutes long, but I encourage you to pause it if you want to spend more time to reflect or pray with a question posed or scripture mentioned. At the end of the meditation, I will offer a few ideas for the week to help you prepare for the light. Those are also on the reflection sheets you can download. Our meditation this week is based on the Sunday Gospel readings from the second Sunday of Advent, Isaiah 40, verse 15, 9 to 11. Then 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 to 14, and Mark chapter 1, verses 1 to 8. Let's begin. Comfort. What does that word evoke for you? Calm, quiet, peace, no distractions, rest, a holy rest, a deep rest, everything working out just so. Comfort is God's gift to us. Hand him all of your troubles and trials and worries. He will take them from you. Everything is made new. God is with us, and we have nothing to fear. He will care for us. Mountains will be made low. Valleys will be filled in. Rough land will be made smooth. It is a beautiful scene. God is with us. He comes with power. He comes with tenderness. He comes to comfort us. Go to him. Rest your head on his heart. Slow down and let your breaths match the rhythm of his heartbeat. Not too fast, not too slow, just in perfect rhythm with God our Father. In our life, we are often asked to comfort others, to make whatever is upside down, right side up, to soothe nerves and hold hands. And we do it because God is with us. That is why we can help. That is why we want to help. It shows love and care and concern, all the very things that God shows us. The Apostle Peter reminds us to act with holiness and devotion in this world that is not always admired. But we are not called to be of this world. We are called to a new heaven and a new earth, a place where righteousness dwells. Be at peace, knowing you are doing what God calls you to. Our gospel is from the very beginning of Mark's gospel, chapter 1. Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way. A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight his paths. John the Baptist is a bit radical, isn't he? Can you picture him? Camel hair tunic, physically strong, mentally sharp, spiritually sound. He certainly is not lukewarm. He has a message. He has a purpose. And he is ready. He is preparing the way. He is preparing the way for Jesus. And it may seem like in your daily life, you're always preparing for something or someone or waiting for something to happen. Ultimately, though, what we're waiting for is Jesus. We all need Jesus. Our desire for him is great. Our greatest gift is to receive him in Holy Communion. Body and blood, soul and divinity. He is mighty. When he comes as a baby, he is small. He shows great humility in reaching out to us in our humanity, in taking on human form, in becoming like us in all things but sin. Let us prepare for him. Prepare for the light so needed in our world, in our community, in our family. Let us cry out with John the Baptist, prepare the way of the Lord. Some practical tips for preparing for this week. Make some plans to go to confession before Christmas. During your prayer time this week, reflect on this question. What struggle are you having that you'd like God to give you comfort for? And during your prayer time this week, go ahead and light a candle to remind us that we are preparing for the light. God bless you.